Friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program with the Archie Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad that you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned. And in fact, won't you take a moment to go and call a friend and invite them to listen in to Brother Hardy as we prepare now to join him as he ministers a powerful devil-chasing sermon entitled Give No Place to the Devil. You know, the scriptures tell us that Satan is our adversary, and as a roaring lion, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. But we are to resist him steadfast in the faith and give him no place. Let's join Brother Hardy now and stay tuned for some important announcements at the end of the program.
And then she hollered out, Samson, the Philistines is upon you. Well, you'd have thought the first time that she'd done it, he'd have woke up. I mean, she did it three times. God gave him three times to repent and get back. But he was so blind. That's the sad thing about leaking out of the Spirit. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Samson only had 3 days of anointing. And the third day he was flat empty. It only took him 3 days out of the fellowship of God to be vulnerable to the enemy. Why, he should have woke up when she got him the first day and did what she said his source of power was and called the enemy on him. He should have had enough sense to throw that woman aside and say, man, I've been deceived. I got my eyes open. I'm going to get back to God and renew my consecration, dedication, and separation so the Spirit can keep moving on me. And the saddest thing about leaking out is you don't know you're empty. And when he leaked out that third day, there was no more Holy Ghost anointing there. And she clipped off the sign because he had already broke the source, his consecration. Yes. Said the Philistines upon him, and he said to himself, I'll shake myself like other times. And a whole lot of people are going around doing a whole lot of shaking, but the shaker's going. And he got up and he shook himself, but the Bible said he wist not, W-I-S-T, Old English, for he knew not that the Spirit had left him. A whole lot of people say that the Spirit can't leave you. It left him. It left Saul. It left him. And he was empty. And when he realized he was empty and he knew that not only the sign was gone, but his consecration was gone, he told the Philistines, don't fight. I'm just like you are. Without the Spirit of God, I'm just like you. And you and I, brother, without the Spirit of God, we're just like any other human being and under the power of the devil. But oh, if greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, but he's got to be in there. He's got to be in there. You just can't quote that scripture, greater is he that is in me, and you're empty and dry as last year's bird's nest. And you're as dry as a Texas wind in the middle of July. Brother, you got to give no place to the devil. Christian, you can't be defeated unless you give the place to the devil. You're already delivered out of his power and dominion. You've already overcome them, the world. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And this is the victory, our faith, and staying full of the Spirit. Be not filled with wine where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And you got to do something. You got to keep your prayer life up. Don't you let nothing get you to come out of your prayer closet. I'm not coming out of my prayer closet. I don't care what's important. The most important thing is I pray and have strength from God and leadings from God to do it. I don't believe that you should get out of your bed without praying. No, that's my practice. I don't get out of my bed till I first had my prayer with God. I want him to be with me that day. I want him to give me strength for that day. I want you to give me wisdom and guidance and direction for that day. I want him to walk with me that day. And if Christ is walking with me and he's for me, then greater is he that is in me than any situation and any problem that will confront me that day. And I will be able to do all things through my Christ that energizes me. And I will be an overcomer of those that are in the world and the devil, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'm not going to let anything rob me out of my time with the Word of God every day. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The Bible says, keep yourself in the love of God. You've got to have a method to stay victorious. You've got to keep yourself filled. Keep yourself strong in the Word. Keep yourself edified and refreshed by His presence. You've got to have a method. And the method of it is, prayer should be the dominating thing of your life every day. Like I said, I don't get out of bed until I pray. And then I pray on and off all day. Sometimes thanking Him for already doing this. Asking for special grace as the special need arises. I'm in constant contact. I never have the phone line broke. It's never hung up. It's always on call waiting. I've always got the line open. And when I need, I just blink it. And the Lord answers, says, what do you want now, Hardy? And I make sure, man shall live not by bread alone, but by every word. I have a time of meditation in the Word. Some people said, I read and I don't understand it. Pray first. And then begin to read the Word. And when you get done reading the Word, it's not how much you read the Word. Some people said, I read the whole book and then said, I don't know nothing. I'd rather read one word and understand it. David said, but his delight's in the law, the Word of God, and in that law he meditates day and night. You meditate and you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose fruit, bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. You're not going to get sick and diseased and die ahead of time. And whatsoever you do shall prosper. You want to be able to prosper? You want prosperity? Then meditate in the Word day and night. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And you know what the word meditate means? To mutter it, quote it to yourself, and hear it. A need comes up and it don't look like you can pay it, then quote the scripture, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah! Then go to the New Testament and say, but in spite of this impossibility looking thing, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then the third thing, regular church attendance. Prayer, feasting and meditating on the Word, and regular church attendance. God has built something in the church attendance that you can't get anywhere else. How does he cause the weary to be refreshed? Somebody said, Brother Harney, I was too tired to go to church. I'm too tired not to go. When I'm the tardest, that's when I want to get there. You know when I want to get in the pulpit? When I'm the tardest. When I'm weary. That's when I preach the longest. How many knows God's formula to refresh the weary? He said in the prophet, herein is where the weary is refreshed from the times of the seasons of the presence of the Lord. When you get into the church service and God comes down, you know how mostly on our Sunday morning services and we get the worshiping and then the Spirit of God gets it and it starts to go up higher and higher and forms a funnel, and then the anointing comes down and the power is here and the presence of the Lord's here and you're refreshed. You're not tired anymore. You're not weary anymore. You know, preparing for this message last night, yesterday I was just weary. I was physically exhausted. And I told Sister Hardy all day I shouldn't have been saying it. I guess I wearied her. Boy, I'm really tired. How am I going to preach that message under those hot lights? that zaps you, dissipates your strength. I said, I'm so tired, I don't even believe I'll be able to walk in the pulpit. And we went out and ate our dinner, and we came back, did some little bit of shopping. And it was about 7 o'clock, 7:30, and I still didn't have one thing to preach this morning. Not that I didn't have messages, I wanted the Lord's message. I had so many messages, I was confused what to preach. So the devil said, don't preach any of them. And I knew that was the devil. And I knew what was going to defeat him was preaching. So I'd already told Tom to give me the message, three of them. And one of them was this message, give no place to the devil. And I put that tape on the recorder. And when I began to preach it on the tape, the anointing that God originally anointed it, that tape, come off of that tape and got on me. You know what happened? My ankles didn't hurt no more. My back didn't hurt no more. Nothing didn't hurt anymore. I was so tired before I went up there, I didn't think I was could keep my eyes open. After I listened to a tape for an hour, I couldn't sleep. I went to bed and I couldn't sleep because I was refreshed from the times of the presence of the Lord, from the anointing. How many say amen? Somebody said, I can't read, I stumble. Well, get an anointed tape and play it. You ought to be able to pray. There's no excuse for that. Even if you're dumb and can't talk, you can pray like Hannah in your heart. It don't have to come out of your mouth. It's got to come out of your heart. I'm not going to let the devil get me out of my prayer closet. I'm not going to let him get me away from my daily eating of the word. And I'm not going to let him keep me out of the church. For there the power of God comes down in the seasons of refreshing and renews me. And greater will be he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I will continually resist the devil, and he will flee me.
Amen. What a powerful word by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Give no place to the devil. Did you realize that this verse of scripture from Ephesians 4:27 in the Greek text actually says, stop giving place to the devil? Because we as Christians so often open up the door to be defeated by the enemy because we make provision for our flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Or we allow Satan to intimidate us with a spirit of fear, but we are commanded to stop giving place to the devil. And I believe that you have been stirred by this powerful word and that you would like to have a copy of this devil-chasing, head-bruising message. Well, it is available on both CD and cassette. And we want to make that available to you today along with a special bonus offer. When you order Give No Place to the Devil, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Four Battles of a Christian. These are the four battles that every Christian must face and win before he is in a position to face the enemy and defeat him utterly. So why don't you order these special messages by Brother Hardy today? For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. To Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.